now is a pivotal moment for us. Everybody is paying attention now for once because of the way the pandemic set in. We had to listen to it every day. And companies now had to hit the reset button. The question is, are you going to hit the reset button as just another moment that you get through? Or are you going to use this as a movement to really create big change, impactful change, sustainable change?
Hi, I'm Tori Reid, the executive producer for Getting Deals Done. Getting Deals Done is about one of three dynamic intentions. Number one, the success mindset, which is about the visionary doer as well as the dream catcher. Number two, systems, what it takes to get deals done in the world. And number three, power, how big things are done in the world. Getting Deals Done is about impacting humanity one deal at a time. Our shows are produced for the busy executive in under 20 minutes with voiceovers that aim to clarify, inspire, and raise your collective business IQ. We hope the show will leave you supercharged with capital energy, focused with purpose, and ready to do your very best by being your best. Welcome to Getting Deals Done with Patrick Howell, my partner and a tenured financier, as well as someone who knows a thing or two about getting the deal done.
An HBCU homecoming is a chance to come back to the beginning and celebrate culture, traditions, and success. It's a way to remember where you come from and how far you've come and where it is you have yet to go, and maybe even remember who you truly are. It is more like a home week or even a family reunion on the ancestral plane. Homecoming will transport you. It is a lot of warmth, food trucks, special events, football games, laughs, hugs, classmates, and amazing memories. Homecoming is a wrinkle in time. Then, there is the outsized role PepsiCo has played at historically black colleges and universities across the nation. How did PepsiCo come to play such a central role in our communities? Derek Lewis is the president of Multicultural Business and Equity Development for PepsiCo Beverages North America. Derek Lewis's stewardship is the essence of what Getting Deals Done is all about.
Hi, this is the executive producer of Getting Deals Done. Only this time I have the opportunity to sit in for our show's host, Patrick Howell, for a spirited conversation at my alma mater, Hampton University's incredible homecoming with fellow alum and a dedicated leader, Derek Lewis.
So let's begin with painting a picture of all the success that you've had at PepsiCo under your leadership. And I'm going to read because I want to get this right. Pepsi Beverage South Business Unit, SBU, generated $8 billion in annual sales from 2008 to 2020 under your executive leadership. PepsiCo SBU included operations in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Then in the summer of 2020, you were quoted as having said, "I demanded more of myself." I just need to let that sit for a minute.
Yeah, let that resonate, huh?
I demanded more of myself. In 2020, you were appointed president of PepsiCo's Multicultural Business and Equity Development in North America. So let's start with that. What exactly is multicultural business and equity?
No, it's great. Thanks for asking, T. It's a new role actually created at the beginning of this year. And it really was a new business unit really designed to address inequalities inside and outside the company to help one drive better results, but also provide support for those underserved communities and historically excluded people, right? And so for the first time, we were taking a business-like approach, end-to-end business-like approach to addressing the work that stemmed from our racial equality journey design back in 2020. You know that year, our world got turned upside down.
Yes.
We wanted not only create, movement, not a moment. And so therefore, yes, as we built that racial equality journey and committed almost $600 million against specific initiatives, against black and Hispanic communities, this creation of this business unit now was a further sort of implementation of sustainment. that we wanted to carry forward and make sure it was part of the day-to-day business, not something that was extra on top of outside of that. So our creation is really a design to connect the organization in a much bigger way across PepsiCo, the foods business and the beverage business. One, to scale our initiatives, because everybody's doing great work inside the organization. There's pockets of the organization that are absolutely got, you know, the right, doing the right things and all that, but we're not doing it at scale. Okay. And we do things at scale, we get more benefit out of it. And, mm-hmm. and more importantly, the cause gets more impact and benefit out of it. So we want to make sure we're bringing scale to all the things we're doing across PepsiCo. And then, and last thing I think is we want to bring some new capabilities. You know, going deeper, like at HBCUs, creating new business models that can generate not only excitement for consumers, but also for recruitment, for retention,
yes.
for working with Black-owned suppliers in the marketplace, creating new partnerships and extending partnerships that we have, mm-hmm. and then providing relief and support in those community causes that we're talking about. So a really different look at an end-to-end business model on driving growth, but also creating shared value at the same time, which can be done. And we believe we're on the right track to do that across North America.
In the West African kingdoms, our systems have been structured differently than in Western civilization. There are a myriad of our shining princes, our shining princesses, our fierce warriors, and a multitude of kings and queens who preside over social, economic, and cultural tribes. As president of Multicultural Business and Equity Development, Derek Luce is a warrior king in service of his people, and he is fierce, quick, and unrelenting. Almost, if you can imagine, a sprinting marathon runner.
And you said, speaking of that time when all of this began, I would assume, was the summer of all the Black Lives Matter marches, the social unrest due to the murders of Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, George mm-hmm. Floyd. And that was seen worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
It was
day
center
day
stage. Yes. And that's when you said you mm-hmm. demanded more of yourself.
I completely agree with that. Yeah, I did. Because, look, there was so much anxiety, certainly in the marketplace, inside our home, inside the company. And I was one of those that felt like I had so much experience, you know, inside of PepsiCo, coming from, you know, the Chocolate City kid being back in the
70s. That's right, D.C.
And, you know, my experience at PepsiCo and my experiences being a community leader, I said, you know what? What's going to carry us forward are people who have the blessings of the experiences that I had. Mm-hmm. And if we don't take advantage of that moment to step up,
yes.
who else is? And then how do we go forward as a culture if the people that have been positioned to lead aren't going to lead? Mm-hmm. And so I felt like my calling at that time was, you have to lead now. Like I know you're feeling your own kind of thing, because I was. I mean, I had my own anxieties about everything that was going on. But also recognizing as I look across the organization, there's so many people that rely upon you. You developed that reputation now, and it can't just be fun for that when everything is good, everything is going well. You have to now assume that role when things get tough.
Yes.
And anxiety is there and stress is there, and that was there. And so that's when I said, you know what, I have to do more for myself. I do more for my family. I do more for my community. I do more for my company.
It is important for Black and Hispanic communities to sustain the movement towards economic parity and empowerment, not just for their own betterment, but for a better tomorrow for us all. Full stop, period. How are you implementing a change in your community towards the better tomorrow? The race may or may not be for the quickest, but it is definitely for he or she who has the endurance to endure and endure to the end.
And that's when I literally just said, I'm gonna go do this in a different way. I'm gonna lead in a different way. I'm gonna rise to the occasion and ensure that at this era, because I don't know if we're gonna ever get this opportunity again. You know, it wasn't a blessing all that happened, but it created an opportunity.
Yes, it
you
did.
Can you look at it as another moment where we put our head down, we sulk, we talk about it's not fair, we victimize everything, or you look at it as like, you know what, now is a pivotal moment for us. Everybody is paying attention now for once because of the way the pandemic set in. We had to listen to it every day.
Yes.
And companies now had to hit the reset button. Mm-hmm. The question is, are you going to hit the reset button as just another moment and you get through? Or are you going to use this as a movement to really create big change, impactful change, sustainable change? Mm-hmm. And Pepsi was like, we're going to do the sustainable change moment. And people like Derek Luce need to step into that and help guide that, administer that, lead that, and set discipline for that with the organization and outside the organization.
Now, do you consider yourself a social entrepreneur or a social activist? Because you sound like it. I mean, you're the definition of it.
I mean, I don't think about it that way. I think maybe that comes across at because of the work output that I do and the I think certainly inside of me, there's a lot of me that wants to say that, but I'm a corporate executive. I still want to carry that. Like, this is certainly a business forward initiative while doing the right thing.
Yes.
That can coexist. That's the reality of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot inside me that is much more personal because of my roots, my growing up and where I've been and where I've traveled. Mm-hmm. That is like borderline, like, yeah, no, I want this for the people. Like, I really, really do. And the things that I want to go do even more that I know that I can't at this moment,
okay,
because of who I am and what I represent. I'm not representing just myself, representing my organization, our
right.
company. I have to think about the company first
yes.
at all times. And but there's certainly inside of me this burning desire to want to represent more, want to even go deeper. And I think we're evolving to getting there. I'm figuring out ways of doing that while representing the company,
yes,
you know, and that's what the work is here, right? We're trying to make sure we're pushing the culture forward
mm-hmm.
and do it in a way that is consistent with our values as a company, consistent with the way we want to bring people together, unite people on this mission, and do it where it can, again, create sustainable, long-lasting change, not just momentarily change.
As a proud member of the Leadership and Service Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, Derek Lewis is not unlike his fraternal founders, as well as his fraternity shining lights, the Reginald Lewis's, Arthur Ashe's, Bob Johnson's, and Colin Kaepernick's, who've also been serious-minded men who possess the imagination, talent, ambition, courage, and determination to defy custom. His service and leadership ennoble us all. Follow the light within, that burning desire. That's how we continue to sustain the life charge from our ancestors to our legacy holders.
Also, that it drives the business, because this is a business purposeful thing. Back in the 40s, we were the first company to hire African Americans.
Really?
In 1940, very first company. Two interns, Alan McKellar Jr., Jeanette Mound. Jeanette Mound went to Hampton. She was a Hampton Institute grad, but was an intern and got hired in 1942 with Alan to be the first in corporate America. They were two winners of an essay contest, 20-person winner essay contest. The first two that opened up the door for blacks in corporate America. And then that got our first black sales force going in the 40s, first vice president in the 60s, and so on and so forth from there on. And so we've always been that company that has made these bold moves. Yeah, certainly driving the business was first and foremost, but at the same time, I think all the leaders recognize that you're also doing great for society too, because you're opening up new doors for historically excluded people.
Yes.
And so our company really was, I believe, one of the first to do that in a way that created opportunity. I probably wouldn't be where I am today if those events and those leaders and those decisions didn't get made. And in the spirit of those first two interns and that first black sales force in the 40s, if they didn't really come about, I'm not sure people like me would be in my role today inside the
That's
company.
That's right.
So
Absolutely.
They were the ones that really got us started.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job to carry that forward to the next generation.
Yes, and you're doing it well. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I really am. As a Hamptonian, as just part of our community. Very proud.
Well, thank you.
After the civil unrest of 2020, in the wake of George Floyd's death, and the international Black Lives Matter marches of nearly 26 million, countless Fortune 500 companies pledged nearly $50 billion to social justice. Profit-driven corporations, however, will not propel transformational change with money alone. There has to be the powerful intention of the bottom line results and the ongoing attendant willpower to effect change. That is Derek Lewis. Before he was ever tapped for his role with Pepsi, he was a powerful executive performer, running Pepsi's Southern Business Unit, generating $2.8 billion in annual sales. He catalyzes dollars into denominations of societal currency that impact the bottom line, people first, whilst raking in pro forma profits, like a Vernon Jordan, or Derek's fraternity brothers Reginald Lewis, or Bob Johnson. He opens the treasure trove of his own considerable business genius so that communities and corporations will work in a shared destiny. Derek Lewis is a corporate titan of community.
This is part one of a two-part series on transformation from within the system. We would be remiss if we did not thank Hampton University's James Parker for his pivotal help in producing this show. Thank you, James Parker. To the listeners, I will leave you with this gem to consider. Some people are so poor, all they have is billions to their name. We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Getting Deals Done. Each show is engineered as meditation on success by the same team that has brought you success meditations on the art of life, as well as being your very best self with our flagship program, Here's to Life with Tori Reed.
The Hilton Sacramento Art and West in Sacramento, California is committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivery of a clean stay from check-in to check-out. Located a couple of exits from downtown Sacramento and California's capital, our hotel provides a world-class stay, amenities, and rooms at the center of the California experience. California is a world-class economy with visionaries, doers, and dream catchers at its heart. Our mission, as with Here's to Life and Getting Deals Done, is the highest possible expression of excellence, business moxie, humanity, and client care. As the world moves at a fast and sometimes hectic pace, we will provide you with a peace of mind. The Hilton Sacramento Art and West is here to make your experience a better one. We look forward to receiving you. I am Ginger Levert, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Hilton Sacramento Art and West. Our focus is on the customer experience and a pristine excellence. When you travel to Sacramento, stay with us and I guarantee your peace of mind.
We look forward to bringing you another dynamic offering globally every 2 weeks. Be sure to join us for our virtual mastermind forum. And remember, prosperity is a state of being, not a ledger line on your bank account.